The Dawn on iRadio.
Right, a very good morning to you and welcome to the third hour of the Dawn program here on iRadio. It's a special edition today. We're extending it to the third hour. We might also extend it again to the fourth hour and invite the Commissioner of Juba County. Well, today marks exactly 19 years since the launch of National Girls Education Day here in South Sudan. National Girls Education Day was designated on 7 July 2004 by the late Dr. John Garang D. Mabior to keep girls' education on the government of South Sudan's agenda. Now, on that day, back in 2004, he lit a candle and said, "Let's keep the candle burning for girls' education." Now, every year on this day, Girls Education South Sudan, or GES, aspires to continue the legacy of Dr. John Garang D. Mabior by highlighting the unique barriers girls face in gaining an education in South Sudan, celebrating progress made to remove those barriers and also take stock of what more can really be done. So on this day, GES also initiates and also highlights conversations on the importance of education and calls upon all education stakeholders, including parents, community leaders, teachers, school management, committees, and also the government to keep girls' education on the agenda. So to shed more light on girls' education and to understand the importance of this day, I'm joined live in the studio by Esther Akumu. She's the Director General for Gender Equity and also Inclusive Education at the National Ministry of General Education and Instruction. I also have with me in the studio Andabati Alfred, Teaching and Learning Materials Development Advisor for Girls Education South Sudan, or GES. And we also have the Chargé de Affairs of the UK Embassy in South Sudan, that's Jill Liver. Good morning, all of you, and good to have you with us in the studio this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes. Let me start with you, Alfred. What does this day really mean to a program like Girls Education South Sudan? And what do you really make of this day from the perspective of GES?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Indeed, as you have stated, and also correctly stated, July 17. It's a very important day for us in girls' education in South Sudan. And this is a day we cherish, and we carry on celebrating the great work of our founding father, that is Dr. John Garang D. Mabior, when he lit the candle on 17th of July. 7th of July 2004. To say, yes, the candles need to keep burning such that we continue empowering the girls. Girls' education in South Sudan, we use this day one to celebrate the achievements that we have so far made, and also we use this day to reflect on what need to be done, what's left to be done, and also to reposition ourselves to see how we can better promote the girls' education in South Sudan using this very important day of 7th of July. The girls' education in South Sudan is a program which is supported by UKAID, Canada, USAID, and then European Union, not forgetting the government of South Sudan through the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, that provides the environment and the needed support to see that this program flourishes in this country. So to us, we use this day to basically, through the different programs that the program has. For example, we have programs like the cash transfer programs. Mm. We have programs like a capitation grant that we give for school improvement. We have also important programs like improving the quality of education through the teacher training, and also through the ASEP programs to promote the girls' education such that the girls that we have in school, they are able to get the quality education in this regard. So the program, we use this day not only to celebrate, but also to highlight the progress made, because the girls' education Saturday is an inclusive program which does not only look at the girls, but it looks also at the girls who are persons with disability, and also including boys to see that they stay in school and they are able to continue learning. That's attend retention and also attend completion at a primary or a secondary school level.
Right, and DJ Esther, let me come to you, and you would like also to say something brief about this day. It's 19 years today that we are marking the day, and it's a milestone, an important day for South Sudan to ensure that girls continue with their education. What do you say about this day, and what does it really mean?
Thank you very much. I'm so happy that today we are marking this day, and it is actually a day that usually paved the way for the celebration of the South Sudan Independence Day, because we come before the Independence Day, so I'm proud of this. It's now 19 years since that day, and this is a point that we'll never forget, because it is the day that the candle was lit, and as a ministry we are keeping it burning, and that's where you have that. You see that we are trying to ensure that we meet the Sustainable Development Goal, the Continental Strategy of AU, and all that is put ahead of us. And it is a day that we try to make sure that girls go to school, are enrolled in school, and they remain in school and continue learning. And it is a day that we also remember that since its declaration, we have not parted. We have made everybody to be part and partial of the program. And that's why today we are sitting with the guests, and we are very grateful to UK8, because it started the program by giving us, that time was £60 million, but now we have more partners who are joining and trying to make us make sure the girls go to school.
Right. And now let me come to you, Jill. And your government, the UK government, has been supporting education in this country through the Girls Education South Sudan program, coming to 10 years now. And the DG has just mentioned. So what are you most proud of, really, in terms of what you think has been achieved in this country through the support of the UK government?
Thank you very much for the chance to speak. Always a pleasure to be on I and have a chance to address your listeners, so thank you very much. Mm. Yeah, we're very committed to girls' education in South Sudan. Along with Jess, we're also working with Education Cannot Wait and the Global Partnership for Education. So we're contributing a huge amount here in terms of education for girls, but also semi-permanent classrooms and professional support to thousands of teachers, and delivering up to 7 million textbooks. This is a very important area for us. I mean, in terms of what we're proud of, we think attitudes are changing. I think we often hear, why are you educating girls, not boys? What about the boys? Mm-hmm. But I think it's an important point to make that girls face two barriers to education. The first is poverty, and of course that affects boys, and the second is gender. So for girls, it's a double whammy. So very important that we focus our policies on girls, because it's so well evidenced as well that if you educate girls, then you lead to better outcomes for their families, for themselves, for society, and for the country as a whole. So that's the first thing, starting to change attitudes, and there's more distance to travel on that, but we feel that we're getting there. We also feel we have better government engagement now, and Esther has referred to that, but the Minister of Education went to the Education World Forum earlier this year, and she's very engaged. I mean, lots of pledges on the importance of girls' education, of course, educating children in crisis as well. And President Keir himself earlier this year has made a couple of announcements on the importance of girls' education and what the government will do. In 2011, We had 1,000 girls in secondary school here in South Sudan. It's now over 100,000. That's big progress in 10 years. Again, a lot more that we can do. And then I think that 1 million, we've done over 1 million cash transfers now. We hit that target just a few weeks ago, and we're very pleased by that. That's the money that enables girls to go to school. So that's a milestone. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's what girls say themselves as a result of their education. They have aspirations to be doctors, to be pilots. The girls I've spoken to at Juba Day School just early this year had some really lovely things that they had about how they would like to contribute to society in ending tribalism and conflict, ensuring street children had homes, and ensuring that they don't marry young and they can contribute to society. So it's a real pleasure to hear those things, and we're very proud of that.
Right, and that brings us to about 24 minutes after the hour of 8. Let's go for this short break and we'll be right back. Good morning. Right, a very good morning to you once again. You're still listening to the Dawn program here on iRadio, live broadcast from the capital, Juba. And for those who are also watching us on our Facebook live, you can also drop your comments or questions later on. We're still talking about 19 years since the launch of National Girls Education Day in South Sudan, launched by late Dr. John Garang Dimabior. Da yom 19 sana at al-an ala itlaq al-yom al-watani li-ta'lim البنات في جنوب السودان. تم تحديد اليوم الوطني ده في يوم 7 شهر 7 سنة 2004 من قبل الراحل الدكتور جون غرانغ دي مابيور عشان البنات يقعدوا في المدارس وكمان يكون واحد من أولوية بتجدول أعمال حكومة جنوب السودان. في اليوم ده في سنة 2004 دكتور جون غرانغ دي مابيور أشعل شمعة وقال خلينا نخلي الشمعة مشتعلة أو يكون مولع لتعليم بتاع البنات في جنوب السودان. عندي لسه ضيوف معي في الاستوديو بيتكلم. Now, Alfred, let me come to you from the Girls Education South Sudan. We do understand the program is working towards achieving gender parity in enrollment and also completion of education for girls. So what progress really has been made since the first phase of the program?
Right. Thank you very much. Still, I'll stick to the first phase of the program, the inception of GIS 1 from 2013. Mm. So we observe from 2014, we had enrollment rate of girls in school was reading around 38%. That was in 2018. As of now, we look at the recent statistics we've seen in 2022, that has gone up from 38% to 50.3%. So that's a huge leap. We are above at least half. Initially, we had one girl completing out of every 10. But that narrative has completely changed. And today, if you move around in the classrooms within Juba and even outside, you will visibly see that we have more girls, not only in the lower classes, but even in the higher primary, even completing Form 4 and Form 8. Mm. So to us, that's really a big progress. And also, we, as my colleague stated earlier, we've made such a progress through our intervention programs like the cash transfer. Over 1 million girls in 2022 have received cash transfer through our intervention activities program, like our school radio program. Mm. We have reached over 2 million households, within the country, with the positive information to drum home the importance of girls' education, see that the parents send girls, the community get involved in sending these girls to school, and also state and local authorities prioritize having these girls in school and providing the necessary safe environment for our girls to come to school, remain in school, at least complete their school cycle. So I think this is a huge progress the program has made, not in isolation, but working together with the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, our donors, and also the different stakeholders like the parents, the teachers themselves, and the nation at large.
Right. And Jill, let me bring you briefly from the UK government perspective. How would you assess or see this progress that has been made by the Girls Education South Sudan?
So we're very pleased with the progress that we've been making, and just to endorse everything that Alfred has said, you know, we've got we started from a low base. There's still much more to achieve, but we're pleased with the number of girls who are going to school and staying in school. But more does need to be done in terms of ensuring that teachers are paid, that the school buildings are maintained. This is really important, and that there is provision to respond to education in crises as well, because that, of course, floods and conflict can mean that children don't get educated because there is no place to go. So from the point of view of the UK government, we'll remain committed to education for girls in South Sudan. It's the foundational building block of a democratic society here, and we'll be looking to the government of South Sudan through public financial management reform to allocate more budget to education for children and execute that budget to ensure that, you know, children can go to school and stay in school, and teachers can be paid a fair wage in full and on time.
Right. And now, DJ Esther, let me come to you. We do understand the theme for this year is investing in girls' education transforms society. So has the government been really investing in education?
I think the government have been doing it. And that's why you are hearing that all these achievements made. It's not only the government alone, but we have all been investing in girls' education. Like now we have taken up the initiative of going to the community and having a conference with them to discuss issues that are preventing girls from going to school. We have even policies that are developed to ensure that girls remain in school and continue with their education, and even trying to see to it that the BBC media program that is by GES, this is already encouraging girls to come to school. And even communities that we are so rigid are now able to come up and say, let my girl go to school. So this is a big investment that has been put. And the government, especially the Ministry of Education, is very passionate about this and are trying to ensure that even if possible, we should have boarding schools where we can have girls who do not have where to stay or where their parents are very rigid, we can bring them to the boarding school and make them continue learning. The government have not even left that. There are few girls who have run away from home when they felt that they were in danger. The government have taken up some of these cases, and we have a number of girls who are sitting, who set examination, senior four, this year, and they are waiting to go to the university. This is all the investment of the government. And I'm happy to say that we always do this as a government with our partners who are supporting us. This is what I can say.
Right. Now let's bring in some listeners. If you have any comments or questions to our guests in the studio, it's time. We're talking about 19 years since the launch of National Girls Education Day here in South Sudan. واليوم ده طبعا أعلن كان الراحل الدكتور جون غرانغ دي مابيور 19 سنة من الآن يوم 7 شهر 7 سنة 2004 ده اليوم العالمي لتعليم البنات في جنوب السودان. Now dial 11-022-986-986, or preferably you can send a text message 13-986-986, and do have your say, your comments or questions to our guest in the studio. Good morning. Hello, radio. Yes. Yes.
Shukuru an gidi sawal da tayyam shi lal yau na studio amana zama kan abona da gorgon garan rahal gaya talim integration ko din tulul banat kai yana yi ala abriya banana abriya kai bin mun shi ne madani ya fodo da gidan sudan zama kan talim ko silit dan da mukabala hayatan kai yana partner with Alim who can feel the Bundo in a Kulu Mela Jubil and Koko, Lelkulu Yala Timi, the Banad of Vigil, Yala Vigil, Savina, Royal Mato, Yal, Telcom, Yal Murum, Lamanadal, Yal Murumin Burgo, Lagana. Talim and Talim who failed in Talim and Banat, and everything to talk, Telgom and Madar Salafumiazato, a former with Telam and Salalis and Banadiagoro, Kurisan Jinobel, Telgo, Manazamat, while I shall cut the theory from Talim, Madar Salkas, and Matasar, Yal Abrea, Magadir, Talim command. Malad and Quest, the Talim and Quest, and Talim, the Shilu Yal in the Mongara, the Yal, and Mav in Mavzub, Sola Lum, the Banad, you know, Shetakin Yau, but Kevin and Umbug with Alim, the Rishan. Anna can derive the tag and the Mamma, the way they see the Walu of Quest, the Dead Alim, Kumia Kade, Kun Katir, who can demand without Kun Kulu, the Matar, the Kulu, Talim, Mona, and Munad with Alam.
Right, Chokra.
His name with all Kevin and Madar, the cousin. Command the Shaykhan Awam and Talib. Madar Kalsi series. Kaviam Yakulum Zadish and Yelgo Majal, Madar Kumash and Amadu Kundi more than a Kundi.
Okay, Kois Munud. All right, Munud. Shukran Jazilan Munud George Leswal Bitak. He has two questions, and I think one to Alfred and Esther. And he's talking about the empowerment of public schools. We do understand that there's an order from the president. It's a policy now, free education, free and compulsory. But then people are running away from public schools to private schools. What can be done really to bring them back to public schools? And there are many private schools and they are very expensive. So what role are you playing? And Alfred, this can go to you as Jess. The outreach is talking about the importance of educating girls in the remote areas and also girls who lost their parents. Are you playing a role to really help them in terms of education? But before you can come in, let's speak this call. Our radio. All right. It went off there. So let's come back to you in the studio. DJ Esther, you can say something about his concern.
Okay. I think the issue of the public school and the private schools, this has been a big problem. And I think you have heard what the Church Affairs said, the issue of payment. There is need to improve the teacher's salary because the teachers are running away due to little pay that is being given to them. But hopefully, with the new fiscal year, maybe we will have increment and then the teachers will be maintained. But again, we have very few schools, public schools, and especially if you look around Juba, most of the schools are private. And this private are waging very high fee because they want to please the teachers, to maintain the teachers. But since the president have announced the free education and considering the status of the teachers and the economic situation in South Sudan, I'm sure everything will be taken care of such that we can maintain our teachers. Mm. My honorable minister is very passionate about this, and that's why he has started looking into the issue of the teachers' salary. And we are following, especially the issue of PFM, which we are talking of.
The public finance.
The public financial management. Mm. This is also an issue that the ministry is following up very strictly together with its partner, especially the GES. We are looking into that to ensure that what is given to the Ministry of Education goes to the teachers, not anywhere else. And this is what is our, that is our problem.
Right. And Alfred, you can now say something about the role of girls' education in South Sudan, supported by the UK government.
Yes, thank you very much. Jess is playing a very important role in reaching all learners. By all, I meant all, including children who are persons with disabilities and also our girls who are in deep rural populations. Yes, as we all know, it's a national program. It reaches even most what we call hard-to-reach locations. We are everywhere in all part of this country. GIS has designed intervention strategies like our school radio program. We make sure it reaches even the most remote part all through our community mobilizers. We get to meet communities at the family level to speak to each and every family to ensure that at least no girl is left behind. Stress the importance of sending every girl to school. And we also have interventions. We work at the school level with the school management committees and board of governors to see that who are responsible for planning school improvement or school development within their school, that they speak to the community members. Then the school management committees and board of governors have to plan, take initiative to look at that girl whose parent or whose father or mother is unable to afford a uniform. They can plan that within the school development activity using the capitation grant to buy a uniform or to buy a pair of shoes for that. So all that we have in place, and this is what we have been working on from the first phase of the program through to now. So GIS is working to see that no girl is left behind. And also all the children who are persons with disabilities, we also have designed intervention to see that we have what we call subcommittees for inclusions, which are working at the school level. We also, the community members, see that all children who are persons with a disability, they have to come to school and their needs are also addressed. So that's what we are doing as a program.
And Jill, let me bring you in. How do you see the future of support for education in South Sudan from the government of United Kingdom?
Well, thank you. Well, as I said, we remain committed to education in South Sudan. It's a strong priority for the UK. We have a manifesto commitment, or the government does, to 12 years of quality education for all girls. So education is at the centre of the UK's overseas development drive to tackle poverty, promote gender equality and boost economic growth and reduce conflict. That's a big strand of work for us. So through Women and Girls Strategy, we'll remain committed to empowering women and girls in South Sudan. As I said before, equality of opportunity between men and women is an absolute foundation or building block for a democracy. So very fitting that we should be talking about this so close to Independence Day. So you'll continue to see the UK work in this area and work with the ministry, with whom we have a very good cooperation, and indeed with GIS.
Right, and DJ Esther, you earlier talked about the role of the government, and this was a question from the listeners. But how do you see the current budget of education? Is the ministry pleased or satisfied, or you want the government to improve the budget? Because many professional teachers, good ones, are deserting the profession to other sectors and moving actually to private sector because of lack of payment. And you mentioned that earlier.
Exactly. And as you have put it, it is not sufficient. The money is actually very too little, because you compare to economic situation. Teachers are even not able to buy slippers or a comb for themselves. So we are urging the government to ensure that money is increased in order to have better and quality education in our country.
Right. Don't work it in the middle of Mukalamata. And if you have any question again, dial 11 or 229-86986 or send a text to 13-986986. We're talking about National Girls Education Day here in South Sudan. I Radio.
Yes, I Radio.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for the program. This is Gunya Gunya calling from Juba.
Gunya Gunya from Juba. Welcome.
Like this, yes. For some girls who are not talented in academics, sometimes they are dropped out of the school. Is there a program to build up their skills in doing some other educational work from basic or from primary, like knitting, sewing, mechanic, electricity, computer, from primary level and also not forgetting the part of sports. Is that program there? Because all these activities will lead to building of the nation. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Gunya. Gunya from Juba. Let's speak another call. 11022-986-986. Whatever Juba Fee Studio Heart Radio. The اليوم الوطني للحمية بالاهتمام لتعليم البنات في جنوب السودان 19 سنة من زمن تدشين بتاع اليوم ده من قبل الراحل الدكتور جون غرانغ دي مابيور ضيوف بتاع في الاستوديو من وزارة التعليم العام وكمان برضو منظمة المعروفة ب Girls Education South Sudan وكمان برضو المملكة المتحدة. Now let's have your comment on this important question. But before that, let's speak this call. Hi, radio.
أهلاً وسهلاً الخبير إيمانويل جوزيف أتيلي.
أبو لولو تفضل.
أنت الفضيلة عزيزة لك وتعالى بيونا في الاستديو. أنا عندي سؤال مختصر شديد بما يخص المنحة التعليمية بخاض البنات. أنا ما أعرف أنا من شهال في تساوي بجد بين الأولاد والبنات في المنحة التعليمية بما أن نرفع مكانة الأكثر في البنات في التعليم. حتى المجانية التي تكلمت فوق قديم نشوف المهنة التعليمية وذا تحليل القدراتهم بكل مستويات المختلفة على الأقل الأكثر يلحقوا بين الرجال والشباب في كل مستويات قدام لا نريد النسب اللي نرفع مكانتهم كما قلنا قبل 50-50 أكيد عبر التعليم وعبر الكفاءات وأكيد بدار تحليل هم قالوا فكروا شنو في السيدة. شكرا جزيلا.
Shukran jazilan Zaim Abu Lulu is talking about the importance of equal education and how can we really support more girls to be enrolled in school, Abu Lulu there. But Gunya, we'll start with him. DJ Esther, let's have your say on his concern.
Thank you. I think Gunya has asked the right question whereby we also are thinking of, because we have children who drop out, not only due to talent, but due to other problems that affect them. The ministry has a directorate called Technical and Vocational Education Training. And in this, we have the vocational training skills, like we have in the MTC, where we have the vocational training. And in the ministry, we have also a section that is known as alternative education system, where we can build the capacity of these girls who drop out on issues like knitting and the small business skills. Income generating activities, making of baking bread, and even plating and other programs. This is there, and most of the time, people do not want these technical skills because they always think of a white collar job. But we have all this program in the ministry, and we have even come up with the programs that they can. Some take 3 months, others 6 months. These are just short courses, especially for the dropouts, to make them be self-reliant.
Yes, and Alfred, what would you say about that? Because his question goes to girls who are dropping out of school. What other alternatives are there to keep them busy for the development of the country?
Yeah, thank you very much. As DG Esther stated, at this point in time of girls' education in South Sudan, we are seeing more girls completing primary 8 and also even more completing form 4. So now this is a question to the all stakeholders. Of course, the government being our father need to take a lead. We need to do more in the area of vocational training, which means that department need to be strengthened. We need more funding going to schools, and also to prepare children to see that what next? It's not only the academic bit of it. They need the life skills. Yeah. So in the JES program, as we talk now, we have an intervention through the mentoring program. Yeah, we use role models who have made it. We use practical hands-on training, like making basic items like sanitary pads and so on. All these are geared towards preparing the learners, both girls and boys, to be able to use the life skills to make it in life. So the point here is vocational training is very important. We need more of these institutions in place. We need to support them, and also we need to train people to support the girls and the boys who will be coming to these institutions. So that's an area for us to really work together as a stakeholder to strengthen.
Right. And Jill, let me bring you in and briefly have your experience. And what would you say as a word of encouragement to girls out there who might think of dropping out of a school, but also who don't know other skills that they can really chip into to develop the country and develop themselves as well? I mean, share with us your experience from the UK society.
Thank you. So I think that I'd like to talk to the girls directly and understand why they're dropping out of school, because the work that we're doing through Jess is to try and keep girls in school, and we know that they're under pressure, maybe to work in the home, maybe to get married. So what are the reasons why they're dropping out of school? There'll often be those sorts of pressures. It won't be because they don't like being at school necessarily. So we'd like to understand that a bit more, and the cash transfers that we've been doing through Jess are designed to try and manage some of those pressures. So I think I'd encourage understand why the girls want to drop out of school and what their pressures are, and see how we could help through the guest program. And also to put across to them that, you know, a minimum education is really important. Foundational learning is really important. If children gain a foundational level of literacy and numeracy and social emotional skills, that prepares them better for life, much better to stay in that type of system than move forward perhaps to more traditional, very low paid, rather kind of gendered skills of sewing and so on. So my encouragement to the girls who might be listening is to stay at school, to do your best to stay at school, and you know, reach out to us and the Jess program for that to that objective. And I think I'd just like to say as well, I'm obviously sitting here next to Esther. I'm one of four girls. You know, I'm the chargé at the British Embassy here in Juba. We were educated as girls. We've done something. We've become useful citizens, useful members of society, and achieved something. So again, you know, girls look to us and others as role models.
Right. Yeah. And we have a question here. I think, Esther, you can briefly respond to that from Jacob Uchan on our Facebook. Same, I'm Jacob from Kayango Jur River County in Western Bahr al Ghazal State. Why do we always talk about the increment of teacher salaries, but there is no action? And this is also to keep girls in school. So you are the government. Say something.
Yeah.
I understand it goes to the Ministry of Finance, but he needs to know something about this, yeah.
Well, I can't say much, but what I know is the economic situation that is facing the government itself, and it has been talked of, but I think a step has been taken, and that was not enough. There is something in the waiting that is already planned, and about the increment. And I'm sure by this new fiscal year, it will come out whereby the teachers at least should be able to go back to their profession. And it doesn't mean that the ministry is not working. My minister is an able woman, and she's trying her best to make sure that this is fulfilled. Because now, when you look at what is happening, the last increment that was made, we went to the counties and the teachers were at least happy. And now they are actually all waiting what has been kept. The government had promised to give it out.
Right. And before we wind up, we have like 4 minutes now. let me come to you, Alfred. Share with us and to the stakeholders and school girls in South Sudan your message, especially on this day of National Girls Education Day. What would you say on behalf of Jess?
Great. I'll stick to the theme of today. That's invest in girls' education. That's very fundamental. And much as we have made some strides of progress, there's still a lot more to be done. I'm therefore urging to all the stakeholders that the girls' education have to be kept on the agenda, and everybody need to take responsibility right from the national to family level to ensure that if you have a girl at home, make sure this girl stays in school, complete school, and become a professional. Because girls, women in general, they contribute a lot to the national growth, and they can't do that effectively if they are not educated.
Right.
So let's keep the girls' education on agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jill, on behalf of the UK government, what would you say to stakeholders and schoolgirls on this day?
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, Alfred's been very eloquent there. I would say keep the candle burning. Let's light more candles for girls' education in the country, and to the boys and to the girls who are starting out their education or contemplating where their education is taking them. You know, don't give up. You never fail till you stop trying. So look for role models. They're all around you. And recall that the education for girls and for boys, equality of opportunity is that foundation and cornerstone of a free, fair and democratic society.
All right, thank you. DJ Esther, what did you say?
Yeah, I don't have a different say. I say we must keep the candle burning, as our late hero has put it, because for this country to develop, we need both women and men to build it. Because all the countries that have developed, where we like going, we love being, they are all built by women and men of the country. So in order for us to develop and to be more peaceful and a loving country, I would like to say that we must invest in the girls' education in order to have a better, peaceful and loving country. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Esther Akumo, Director General, Gender Equity and Inclusive Education at the National Minister of General Education and Instruction, and Abati Alfred, Teaching and Learning Materials Development Advisor from JS, and also Jill Lever. She's the Charge of the Affairs at UK Embassy in South Sudan. Thank you all for joining us on The Dawn today.
Thank you.
Right, and that brings us to the end of this hour. Up next, again, I will be right back. Today, we're extending the program to the fourth hour. For the first time, I'll be joined live in the studio by the commissioner of Juba County. We are going to talk about land grabbing and what is really happening in the county. Don't go away. For now, let's listen to Girl Child Education coming to you from late Tricia C.
Yeah. Chassis, Corazón Music, Jehuga.